You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? Hump day. It's episode 229 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy Wednesday. The President's Cup is getting closer and closer. Yesterday was day one of live from the yes. President's Cup, and we're here to talk about it. We're here to tease it, have some fun with it. It's Kyle and Ben, and tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. The time's ticking on getting your bets in for the for the President's Cup. I mean, you need to go ahead and jump on it. I think with last time we looked at the line, it's like -550 for the U.S. team, plus the other way for the world or whatever they call it, the international team. That's what they call it. So jump on it now. Sign up today. Use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V. Get a 50% bonus and go ahead and make some money on this thing. Go ahead and make some money. And if you don't want to bet on that, you got college football. You got NFL. You got all the kind of stuff you can bet on. Bet online. It's where the game starts. So like we said, President's Cup week.
Yes.
It's day two. You're listening of the warm-ups, I don't know, practice rounds, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Feeling it out, figuring out the teams, how that's going to work out, how the matchups are going to work out. And there's some really cool sound bites. Ben's going to take over. They did a press conference with Jordan and asked some really good questions. So we're going to answer those questions from
yes.
our point of view and have some fun with it. So Ben, I'm going to just let you take it away, buddy.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say this whole COVID thing has hit me. Yeah. I gave it to my wife, so she's downstairs suffering now like I did. I'm still not, but I picked a good week because I get President's Cup week, so that's I don't true. Have to worry about work, and I can focus on that. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying that COVID may come around the second weekend in April, but I may have to think about possibly.
She lives. The big C may live around
May have to say Masters Week, I may end up having to call in and tell the bosses, hey man, it reared its ugly head again. I'm sorry. I don't know that's what awful. To tell you.
So tell us about this list. Tell us about this list.
So first of all, the PGA Tour confronted each player. The only ones they've released so far is just Jordan. But I got to thinking, I thought these would be great things for us to talk about. And he hit him with six questions. He actually hit him with seven because Jordan didn't answer. He pulled a Ben and he didn't answer one correctly. So, so they had to re-ask it another
redact
way.
It.
Yeah, they had to redact it and basically change the terms so he couldn't say what he said. So I'm going to hit you with the question, and then do you want me to tell you his answer first, or do you want to name your answer?
Let's do our answers first, and then we'll okay. hear his, and then we'll talk about how probably dumb his was. I'm just kidding.
it was dumb because I don't think he did the math on one of them, but whatever. The first one is next team captain. This is for President's Cup. This is not Ryder Cup. Mm-hmm. Next team captain for President's Cup.
Who would I like for it to be,
he said who he thought it would be.
Okay.
We say who we would like for it to be.
Cool. Mine's easy. John Daly. I want John Daly to be the captain. He deserves it. He'd be fun. He'd keep them loose. And he'd pair the bombers together. And he'd probably pick all dudes that hit it just miles and miles and miles and drink lots of beer and smoke cigarettes. So I think John Daly to me does not get enough love in like the top of the golf pyramid or the top of the golf hierarchy. You know, and he's a huge part of golf history, a huge part of getting a bunch of people into the game. He's really honestly one of the inspirations for the movie Happy Gilmore. If you go back and if you talk to him, they're like his deal, like his personality, the people he brought to the course. I want John Daly to get a captain of something. He needs to be a captain of Ryder Cup, President's Cup, something. John Daly. You go.
Huh. I love it. It's never going to happen. I love your thought process. that's never going to happen in a million years. You know, Tiger's been a President's Cup captain, so you can't wish that Tiger would do it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the old guys being President's Cup captains.
Yeah.
And I honestly, this also is never going to happen. But the guy that I want doing is currently on the live tour, and I want DJ to be the next captain since he's undefeated.
Oh, no, that'll never happen.
And it's never going to happen. And the reason being is because this guy does nothing but win and has a complete different way that he approaches things. Take, for instance, today they interviewed JT and Jordan, and were asking, they said, what's your mindset going into this? I mean, JT, are you going to step up and become one of the leaders? He goes, This is what we've talked about with both Rory and JT. JT's response was, I'm just going to be whatever the captain tells me to be. I don't see myself as a leader. I see myself as a team guy that's going to do exactly what the captain tells me to be. And that's why you're never going to be captain, you wuss. You got to take an alpha stand. And I think somebody like a DJ would be like, yeah, I'll
leave
be
it
captain.
To Ben. Leave it to Ben to pick someone who can never be captain. That's great.
Well, as if John Daly's ever going to be the captain. Well,
he's
Come
got
on.
A better chance right now than DJ. So who did Jordan pick?
Jordan went with Kisner. He said that Kisner is going to be the next guy. And his reason being is he said because he's the oldest. I haven't had time to research this. Who's older, Kisner or Horschel?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because I thought when he said, you know, the next oldest guy, it's got to be Kisner. And I was like, I don't know, man. I think Horschel, and I think they went to college at the same time. So there's maybe only a year that separates the two of them. I mean, they got to be semi-close in age. But I,
so like,
I guess that
he wants Kevin Kisner to be the very – Kevin Kisner's only 38 years old.
That's what he just said. That's who he thinks would be the next good captain would be Kevin Kisner. I did not like that pick because I thought
they're
he
about
would
the same age. He's 1 year older than Billy.
Okay,
he's 35.
So,
but
I don't like that pick either. And I thought that and maybe he just did that because he thought that's never going to happen. So that's why I'll pick it, because if he comes out and he says, I don't know, one of the better
names. I mean, Kisner
may
get one eventually, but, like, the next one? Like, there's a bunch of old dudes.
That's the thing. And I think the young guys are kind of thinking they're tired of the old dudes. I mean,
maybe that's true. I don't know. It's kind of weird. All right, hit the next question.
Best dressed
out
of all the players. Who would you say is the best dressed? And then I'll tell you who he said.
All right, so I got to pull up the President's Cup roster.
I mean, you got to go with JT.
That's my pick, but I want to just see who the others
you
are.
You love his new style, and you love his
– I mean, I'm going to go ahead and go I'm pretty much going to go JT. There's just no better. Yeah, so you got Xander, Morikawa, Spieth. Home is a good one. Home is a good one. He looks good in clothes. Hell, Billy Horschel sometimes looks pretty good in club. Yeah, out of this whole list, JT. JT looks the best all the time. Everything he wears, I wear. I have a shirt with a wolf and a snake on it because of Justin Thomas. I bought a shirt with a wolf and a snake on it. I wore it to Sunday school. My teacher's like, what the hell is this? What are you wearing? I said, it's cool. It's cool because Justin Thomas
it's
wears
not
it.
Not cool.
It's got a
you're like a 5 year old. Hey man, check it out. I got a wolf and a snake on my
wolf,
shirt.
It's got a wolf, a snake, a Coeur d'Alene, and like something else that I don't even know what it is. It's got the most random stuff on it, but it looks great. I've worn it on the pod before. Yes, Justin Thomas, best dressed. No doubt.
You mentioned his name. I'm gonna have to go with him, and I know this is gonna sound like recency bias, but I've said this since I've seen him on tour. I don't know what it is about he doesn't wear stuff too tight.
Yeah,
and which I like, and it is Max Homa. He, for some reason, looks good in everything that he wears. None of it is one. It's not like the athletic fit. He wears it like he actually looks comfortable, but it's not loose like it looks.
He wears it. He just wears clothes good.
He
like
does.
He just when he puts clothes on, they just kind of go on good. Like he's very proportional.
Yeah,
there's nothing. The only thing that's kind of weird about his whole body is his forehead. It, like his head width to chin ratio. It's very triangular. But
that's got nothing to do with his clothes.
Nothing to do with his clothes. Not a thing. If hats look like he looks worse without a hat on.
Yes, he does.
Weird.
He is a good hat guy.
Very good hat head because his head, the top of that dome fills it up. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. There's no loose impediments around the head. So, yeah, that's a good one. Who did Jordan?
Even this last weekend when he had his white long sleeve on, I was like, that looks sharp. That looks real sharp.
Yeah.
That's a good winner's. Like uniform to have when he goes in and accepts that trophy, that Fortnite trophy.
Semi-jacked. He's kind of semi-jacked too. He looks
yeah,
looks
he's
good.
Not
he's just good looking.
He's
dude.
Not like he's not super skinny, but he's also, he doesn't have like any pudge or anything. So he just fills out clothes good. Best dressed in Jordan's mind, Colin Morikawa.
I just don't, nothing about the stuff that he wears is memorable to me.
I think he wears bland stuff. Yeah, he's going to wear black pants, and he's going to wear black shoes, and he's going to wear a gray shirt.
He's got way too much credit for the hoodie. He's riding that train. He's really riding the hoodie train.
Don't get me wrong. I think Colin is a good-looking dude.
I love Colin. Don't get me wrong. I love him. I
love him. But when he said he's the best dressed, I thought, is he talking about off the course?
Doesn't stand out to me. The haircut, honestly, could it be the haircut?
When they've shown him,
the haircut bias.
He wears like the long jam shorts and hoodies with everything. I'm like, really? That's not the best. Like Max Homa and Justin Thomas, when you see them in Instagram posts or you see them doing stuff on Golf Channel or like when Faraday used to go in their houses, they look good like all the time. Colin doesn't look
Colin's
real good
either. I just don't like his haircut.
I don't either. I don't think he does it right. Everybody's like, he's got a cool stylish haircut. I'm like, no, he's not. Somebody messed up and shaved part of his head. I don't like it.
It's not I do like Colin, but you know, not memorable. Can't even tell. I don't even know who his clothing sponsor is.
I don't either. TaylorMade. Don't have Adidas.
I guess it has to be Adidas.
Yeah, it's Adidas, which that's another thing. They don't make good clothes, so whatever. I guess not.
You know who does make good clothes, Ben?
Oh.
What a segue.
Swannies.co makes amazing clothing. And today, on Wednesday, we received our subscription box. So be on the lookout for that unopening. I'll promise you I won't open my box before you, Ben. And Nate, if you're listening, I won't open my box before you either. But they're all coming to me. They all are coming to me. So that is kind of scary. So be on the lookout for that. Use coupon code DadBodGolfPod -25. Take 25% off literally every order you ever want to order from them. I mean, for the rest of eternity. Hats, polos, pullovers, hoodies. Colin Morikawa loves it. He's got a lot of mileage out of it. Save a ton. Look great. Feel great. Play great. Swannies.co. It's where fashion starts. Number three question.
You ready for number three? So we did best dress. They also asked him who the worst dress was.
Worst dress. Okay. All right. Worst dress.
I've got two here. So if you guess one of mine, I'm just gonna go with the other one.
But I'm gonna
support you in what you say with if you guess one of mine.
Mine's tough, but the first one I'm gonna go with is Patrick Cantlay. Patrick Cantlay is my number one.
He wears dad slacks, man.
He's got kind of a he's the opposite of Max Homa. So like Max Homa, like I bet if you measured like his arm length to leg length to torso ratio, it's almost perfect, like the most ideal. Patrick Cantlay has a very small torso, a big lower half, and then like long arms. He kind of just, and then clothes just look funny on him. And he wears like Hugo Boss or something, doesn't he? Like, isn't that kind of one of his, something like that. So I think him and, Henrik Stenson wear the same clothes or something like that.
Funny because Cantlay is the guy that he's never going to look right. He's going to have to get fitted for every suit because if he got like a 42 regular, the sleeves would stop right here on him because his arms are like
they
monkey
knuckles
arms.
Drag the ground. Yeah,
but if he got a 42 long, the sleeves would fit, but the jacket would go down his knees because his torso is so short.
Yeah. And you went with Patrick Cantlay too?
That was my first one, but you stole him. So my other one, and I'm using this for the sole purpose of the one thing that he wore this year. Tony Finau. Tony, I love Tony, you. But
somebody
man,
just gives him bad advice.
Somebody does. Just because Nike sends it to you does not mean you have to put it on. Okay. Yes. Like you need to develop a relationship like Tiger has with Nike that when they send you shit clothes, you need to call them and say, I'm not wearing
this. He is
Nike's
experiment.
Like
he's at Nike's experiment person. Like that burnt orange and hot pink thing he wore.
That's
was
the
that,
worst thing
the
ever.
The worst thing
yes.
ever. It was really bad. My honorable mention was not him. It was Scottie Scheffler because Scottie Scheffler wears all the Nike shirts that you can go buy at Dick's. Like if you go to Dick's, and you buy the $60
they
polo.
They don't even give him the dry fit. They give him the cotton stuff.
No, he wears the straight off the rack. I mean, literally, he walked into Dick's and put his outfit together. Looks fine. I mean, he wears clothes good. He's a big guy, but it's the most basic Nike stuff.
There's no doubt.
And he wears like the Tiger Woods Nikes from like two or three years ago.
The good news is it's a great transition. You said that because that's exactly who Jordan went with.
Did he say why?
It was Scotty Scheffler. He didn't say why, but I thought it was funny that them both being Texas guys and have to do a bunch of alumni stuff and all that. That means he's probably seen the way he dresses outside of the golf course too. And Scheffler comes across as just wearing like cargo shorts and like a Texas tee to go back to an alumni game.
He does. He's got kind of. I think he kind of has like some posture issues. He kind of has a little bit of a lean forward hump, kind of like slouch about him. He was one of the. It was between him and Cantlay, but Cantlay just. Scheffler picks out basic clothes. Cantlay doesn't look good in the clothes that he wears, and he has back clothes. So
no, he needs to get fitted. He needs to get fitted sometime.
I tell you what, I do kind of like when Cantlay, he does this. He's done it a few times. I think he's done it in like the team events when he goes no hat. The curls come out.
He is going no hat during this event. Billy Horschel has confirmed no hat during this event. I'm not sure if Colin will or not. The rest of them, I think, are wearing hats.
Okay. There you go. Because Cantlay will wear, like, the floppy dad Titleist hat, and it bothers me. All right. What's the next question?
All right. Next question is going to be, and this is why they had to give Jordan two, because they said cutest couples, and the guy meant partners, but Jordan goes, me and my wife. And it's like, no, bro, I'm talking about golfers.
The safe answer.
Yeah, he went with a safe answer. So cutest couples, meaning who's going to be the cutest pairing that is out there?
Like, what do we mean by cutest? Like, they get along together the most, or?
Yeah, and I think that we all think, because he did expand on this, I think all three of us are going to have the exact same answer. And I think that's fine, because I think that reiterates the point.
Well, I mean.
The cutest pairing, the pairing that gets along the most and just is all lovey-dovey.
It's got to be him and Justin, right?
Oh, wow.
It's got to be Jordan and Jordan and Justin, right?
I went with a different one, but yeah, that was one that could be possibly.
I mean, their best buds.
I think that's what the guy wanted him to say, but he didn't say that.
I'm trying to think of who else like even likes.
Oh
each
my
other.
Gosh! As soon as I say it, you're going to be like, "Oh, you're right."
Okay, it's Billy Horschel and who? I'm just kidding. No, who is it? Who? What's your pick?
My pick is the same pick as his. And as soon as he said it, I was like, I can't think of anybody else. And it is Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele.
Because Patrick Cantlay and Jensen. Okay.
Yes, they went. Xander showed up at Cantlay's engagement party. Like, he was the only other pro that was there. Yeah. And even Jordan went on to say, he goes, I'm pretty sure those guys hold hands walking down the fairway whenever they are in team events with one another.
That's so interesting.
Apparently their relationship is pretty tight. And so, when I saw all those pictures of Xander being at all of Cantlay stuff and Cantlay being at some of Xander's life events and no other pros are, and I'm like, okay, we got ourselves a brohood here. We got a bromance going on. And so, the two, and then when Jordan said that, when he said, I think they hold hands whenever they play with one another and they walk down the fairway together. I was like,
Does Xander have like low key, the most forgettable career ever? For right, like, I can't tell you anything.
Gold medal.
I can't tell you anything he's done, but he's always in the top. Like, he's on the different team events. He's in the tops of the Ryder Cup. Like, I'm not the Ryder Cup, the FedEx Cup. But like, I'm just
in the
looking.
Majors. He's finishing top 10 all the time.
He had three wins last year. I didn't even realize that. Did not three. Know. Not don't remember one of them. I think I kind of remember the Travelers, because I think we were like mocking the Travelers or something.
You
like that.
You go ahead and hit that button on him finishing top 20 every time.
Yeah,
you're never going to lose that.
That's crazy. It's the most forgettable top 20 ever. Like, I don't know why. I just don't think. I never remember anything he does. Maybe that's a me thing.
Well, you should ask Patrick Cantlay about it, because apparently he's right there in his back pocket, buddy. He knows what he's doing.
That will make him unhappy. So he picked them. He picked them too. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good pick if y'all picked the same folks. I didn't know they were in love. So.
Oh yeah, they're tighter than two coats of paint. And then
that's another one.
The other one is most likely to be late.
What number is this? Number five?
Yeah.
Most likely to be late. Okay. All right. I got to really think about this one.
I can tell you who's most likely to be early, and he's going to sit there and yell at everybody for being late, and that's Billy Horses Ashel.
Okay. I can see that.
You know Horses Ashel is sitting on the bus in the front seat wondering where everybody is. He's the dad that is making you go to the airport 3 hours ahead of time because he's afraid that y'all are going to get caught in security.
That's a good one. I mean, that's a good one. The be late thing is the easiest one, and that's Kevin Kisner. Kevin Kisner, he's going to be the most likely to get hammered, I would imagine, out of this whole group.
That's not who I was thinking, but this makes total sense.
He's older. Which you know, take him a little bit longer to get ready. I think the most likely to you know tie one on the night before and be late to something or you know watching football or gambling or something like that, it's got to be Kevin Kisner. He's got to be the most likely out of all that group to be late for something. Yeah. No matter what it be late for something, it's got to be Kevin Kisner.
I went with Sam Burns because he's a Louisiana guy, kind of slow, kind of I don't really aw shucks, don't care. / He's from that generation, that younger generation of they don't really care about clock. They don't even wear watches. If it's not on their phone, they just don't even deal with it. So that's why I went with him. However, you'd be real surprised at the answer that he gave.
And he probably said himself.
It probably makes total sense when you hear this because it was like I could see him always being late. Scottie Scheffler. That's who Jordan went with.
Scottie Scheffler looks like he got dressed on the way to the golf course. Like he
Scottie
does.
Scottie Scheffler looks like he took his clothes on the bus and got dressed.
Scottie Scheffler tucked his shirt in the parking lot and walks into the clubhouse with his shoes untied. There's no doubt. No doubt about it.
Does he walk in with his shoes untied or is he going barefooted holding his shoes?
He'll put them on, but he'll run in because he's going to be late for his tee time and he won't have his shoes tied and he'll tie them in the cart when he gets to the first tee. That's Scottie Scheffler. No, I can see that just by the way he looks. I don't know anything about his tardiness or non-tardiness, but the way that the look about him sort of seems like I'm sort of just spacey and I'm out there and I'm late and it's, you know, whatever. So I totally get that.
I got it. As soon as he said it, I was like, that does make sense. Like I'd already picked my guy out before I knew. So
Kevin Kisner's the one you're going to have to like, so he'll set an alarm on his phone, but you have to go behind him and call the hotel to call the wake up call. Yeah. You're like, look, he's going to set his alarm for like 5 minutes. We need you to do a wake-up call at 6:30 a.m.
Yes. And send somebody down to bang on his door.
And like he's going to cuss the people at the front desk when they call. But, that's dope. I'm still sticking with Kevin Kisner.
I think you're – as soon as you said that, I was like, that's a definite. I don't think Jordan realized that. And the last one. And this is interesting. It's interesting to hear who he said, but interesting to see what your thought is because you got to go with the current players that are on the President's Cup.
Okay.
Who has the swing that you're jealous of or the swing that you would want most?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Which I did find it funny. I will tell you this. He didn't choose himself. With all that jacked up stuff.
No, he does kind of. He's robotic. He's a little too robotic for me. Honestly, I love the speed that I would say Xander. Xander's got my favorite out of this team. Xander's got my favorite swing. To me, it's because he's a smaller guy. He's able to create a ton of speed. He hits it forever, and it seems sort of effortless. I'm gonna say I think Xander is either Xander or Colin. Colin's got a cool swing, but his that little slow. He gets into the slow backswing and it kind of screws me up a bit. I'm gonna stick with Xander. It looks the most natural, effortless. Swings.
And that's why I chose this guy, even though he doesn't hit it very far. That's what everybody keeps telling me, doesn't hit it very far, even though he still pipes it out there 290, 295. Max Homa.
He does have a good swing.
I like his swing for some. It looks so. easy and effortless. Plus, I like the fact that they did a special where they were talking about Max Homa's stingers. He's a low ball hitter like I am. So I wish I could make mine look as smooth as he does when he does it. You know, an honorable mention I was going to go with would be Tony Finau. And yeah. the reason I say that is just because he has such a short backswing and generates so much power, I guess because he's so tall and doesn't even completely like have a full follow through. But yet the ball just jumps off his club, man. I don't know if that's because he's a ball striker or because he just generates so much club head speed.
He creates a lot of speed in a short a short distance.
He and John Rahm are the two that I can't believe they hit the ball as far as they do and they're able to generate as much speed as they do. But, yeah, I'd go with Homa as far as somebody that if I could – out of this list, if you said you can have this guy swing, I'd probably take Max Homa.
Who did Jordan pick?
Jordan went with Colin, Mark Allen.
Colin, okay. I do like his swing. I love the ball flight of his drive. Like, I love his little cut that he hits off the tee.
Yeah.
Yeah. The long follow through of the long backswings are not from a distance, but from like how long it takes him to wind up. Sometimes kind of trips me out. But yeah, he's got a pretty swing. He's got a very pretty swing. Here's a little bonus question. This is you. I just made this up off the top of my head. Putt, if you had to have someone on this team to hit a clutch putt, who would you pick? Who's your best and who would you not? I mean, just who would you like to pick? If you had to have somebody hit a clutch putt, who would it be?
I would probably go with he hadn't been showing it lately, but I'd probably have to go who we went with last year. I'd probably have to go Cantlay.
He putted so amazing last year.
JT, I would love to pick him, but he just has his ups and downs of streaky. Jordan used to probably be the clutch putter because they'd say anything over 20 feet, you could guarantee he's going to hit the hole. And then people like Sam Burns and Cameron Young, I just don't think they've been around long enough for me to pick them. Same thing with Max. Like, for me to pick somebody like that, Kisner's definitely a no. Horschel, I just refuse to pick him for anything except being the guy that's yelling at people.
You said Kisner's a no? Is he a bad putter? I thought that was like his thing, short game. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't see him making any – I mean, yeah, if he's making – I think that's a problem. I think he puts himself in too many positions where he's making a 10- or 12-footer for par instead of making big birdie putts that we always see.
He's ninth in the world in strokes gained putting.
Wow.
Because that's who I was going to pick.
You going to pick Kisner?
I was going to pick Kisner. Every time I've ever seen him, like, in videos or, like, whatever, he's just hitting like a bomb. He just hits 12-footers like it's just nothing and talks shit about it. And I love it.
I will say, if you're going to use that one, if you're going to say you're a putter, then let's just go ahead and go off the tee. Who's the guy you're taking to drive your golf ball?
That's a good one. I feel like Cantlay is just always in the middle of the fairway. I don't know. Justin can get wild. Jordan, have no idea where his ball's going. It's probably a coin flip between, and this is without even looking at the stats, between Cantlay and Homa. I think I'd probably go with Max.
See, Homa is so short. I was thinking Cantlay or Morikawa.
Yeah.
And I'd probably go with Colin on that one. Just because I feel like when he has to hit a fairway, he does.
Let's see.
I think he gets to doing too much stupid stuff when he's like in contention. Plus, he did that thing this past year where he decided to quit going with fades and started hitting a draw, and it's like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, so Colin off the tee, strokes gained off the tee, is 36th.
Mm-hmm.
Max Homa is 17th. Who was the other one you said?
Cantlay, same as you.
Patrick Cantlay, yeah. Let's see what Patrick Cantlay's stats are off the tee. This is great podcast material. Yes. 17th. So him and Max were like dead even.
There you go.
Off the tee. So
I like it.
That's good. Or actually, that's this. I got the season wrong. Let me switch it back to last season. Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
It's definitely Patrick Cantlay.
Okay.
Patrick Cantlay is, this was the Max Homa's was this year, and it only has that one tournament on there, and he hit it good off the tee. So good stuff, good stuff. Get excited. The President's Cup is only a couple of days away. You got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you get tired of watching, I think there's not really any good college matchups this weekend. So you can watch a little President's Cup, and it's in America. So it's going to be good timing. You don't have to watch it early in the morning or whatever, or, you know, in the middle of the night. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we appreciate it. Before we leave, don't forget to check out Blue Tees. Get your Blue Tees rangefinder. We talk about it every week. No need to pay $600 when you can pay under $300 for all the features and save another 10% with coupon code DABBOD. And, you know, save big. You got slope, toggle on and off, all the different features that you got to have, and they're accurate, that you can put up next to, you know, the top of the line guys, and they're going to be right there with them. So a lot of cool stuff else on the website that you can check out, Bluetooth speakers, all kinds of stuff. Be sure to check them out, bluetees.com, where Ranger Finders start.
Ranger Finders.
Ranger Finders. Ben, it's been fun.
Yeah, brother.
And we will be back on Friday. Hopefully, you know, some more news will come out before the President's Cup starts that we'll have to talk about. So really appreciate it. Check us out again Friday, and we will talk then. It's episode 229 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always
strong. You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.